Hello, and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Hannah Grace Hatley, and it is my pleasure to read God's Word with you today. I have been a member of Mountain Brook Baptist since 2012, when my father, Kelly Hatley, came on staff here. And I am also a kindergarten teacher. I have been teaching for 4 years, and you might see me on Sunday morning in the contemporary service or in the traditional singing up with the choir. In this Advent devotional guide, we are journeying through the story of the Bible and looking at the ways we see light break through the darkness from creation to new creation. Today is Sunday, December 29th, and I'm reading Matthew chapter 3 from the English Standard Version. The title in my Bible is John the Baptist Prepares the Way. In those days, John the Baptist came preaching in the wilderness of Judea, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." For this is he who was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah when he said, "The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight." Now John wore a garment of camel's hair and a leather belt around his waist, and his food was locust and wild honey. Then Jerusalem and all Judea and all the region about the Jordan were going out to him, and they were baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. But when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees coming to his baptism, he said to them, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bear fruit in keeping with repentance. And do not presume to say to yourselves, 'We have Abraham as our father.' For I tell you, God is able from these stones to raise up children for Abraham. Even now the axe is laid to the root of the trees. Every tree, therefore, that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. I baptize you with water for repentance, but he who is coming after me is mightier than I, whose sandals I am not worthy to carry. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand, and he will clear his threshing floor and gather his wheat into the barn, but the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire." The baptism of Jesus. Then Jesus came from Galilee to the Jordan to John to be baptized by him. John would have prevented him, saying, "I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me?" But Jesus answered him, "Let it be so now, for thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness." Then he consented. And when Jesus was baptized, immediately he went up from the water. And behold, the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and coming to rest on him. And behold, a voice from heaven said, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased." Thank you for listening along. The title of our devotion today is Fulfilling Righteousness. When I was a kid, the story of Jesus' baptism always confused me. Why would Jesus, who was the perfect man, need to be baptized? If Jesus never sinned, he had no reason to respond in repentance. John himself was confused when Jesus came to him. John even told him that he needed to be baptized instead. It is important for us to remember that Jesus' baptism is not like our own. While we come in response to our inward repentance, Jesus came as an act of obedience and submission to God's plan. His baptism is used to show us that he is God's Son, and through him we gain access to God. When Jesus comes out of the water, the Spirit of God descends. "This is my Son whom I love. With him I am well pleased." Matthew 3:17. This is the moment that begins Jesus' earthly ministry. And through this declaration, God is revealing Jesus' identity as Lord. John recognized Christ, and God affirmed his message. Jesus tells John that it is fitting for him to be baptized because it fulfills all righteousness in Matthew 3:15. What does this mean? By Jesus coming to be baptized, he is yielding to God's plan and purpose for his life. He is at the beginning of a path that will lead to death on a cross. Yet Jesus still submits because he knows that this is what will ultimately restore God's people. The Christmas season is about celebrating the coming of a king. Isaiah prophesies about the Messiah. In Isaiah 43, he says, "Prepare the way of the Lord and make straight paths for him." John echoed this in Matthew 3:3 by proclaiming to the Jews that the kingdom of heaven is near. God affirmed this by descending to be with his Son. And all of these moments give us confidence that Jesus is the Son of God. He is the light of the world. He is the one to bring us back to a perfect relationship with our Heavenly Father. Advent is a time of waiting. Jesus came at Christmas, and our passage today reflects his first coming. But as Christians, we are still waiting for Christ to come again. Today, I want us to be thankful for this reminder that Jesus came to fulfill God's righteousness. What would it look like for us to submit to God's plans and purposes? How can your repentance lead you to a life of obedience with God? Let's pray together. Lord, thank you for this Christmas season and this period of waiting. We thank you that Jesus came to fulfill all righteousness. And Lord, I pray that you help us wait well and remember your plans and purposes. God, I pray that you help us be open to your moving in our lives. Thank you for our listeners today. Amen.